Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. Chicago guy made good, Dave Richard, joins us now. Dave, you can catch him and the rest of the CBS Sports Fantasy crew on CBS Sports HQ, streaming live 24/7 on anything that gets Wi-Fi for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Good morning, Dave. How are you,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, Dave.
Molly, David, great to talk to you as always, and what a week ahead. It's going to be a great week of NFL football. So many exciting games, so many games that should be high scoring. That's great for fantasy, and what a game for the Bears. Sunday night against Minnesota, big game in terms of NFC North. It's been a while since the Bears were in a game like this, and it's very exciting to see that defense is looking good. That offense is looking incredible. Big props to Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, and that team and at Halas Hall for doing great things.
So, Dave, I was surprised then to see you are advising people to sit Allen Robinson this weekend against a big Viking defense.
Yeah, because I think Xavier Rhodes can shut him down. Listen, Minnesota will have their hands full with this Bears offense. They are very creative, and they're doing a great job of finding ways to get everybody the ball. And Allen Robinson, no doubt about it last week, I kind of feel like he got a little lucky on one of those touchdowns, but the other one, that one was legit. I think Robinson will be a modest factor in the offense this week, because I think the Bears will recognize that throwing outside on Minnesota isn't the way to move the chains. Attacking that Vikings defense in the middle of the field, that's where I think they go. So I think this is a big Tariq Cohen week. I think Trey Burton gets involved, and I like Anthony Miller. I think he does a lot of moves, you know, a lot of post routes over the middle, stuff like that, that get him open to make plays after the catch. Now, last week I thought it was going to be a Jordan Howard week, and it turned out to be anything but a Jordan Howard week for the Bears. It seemed like everybody for the Bears scored except for Jordan Howard. This week I feel like it's going to be even worse for Jordan Howard running into the teeth of that Vikings defense.
Jordan Howard and Cody Parkey, those are the guys that failed.
That's true. Cody did not have a good week either. And I'll tell you what, my brother-in-law was incensed that the Bears didn't cut Cody Parkey. He thought that that was an obvious move, that they cut him. And what he didn't realize is he doinked four field goals. It's not like he missed them and it was way off. When you doink a field goal, it's going off the post. It's close. And I think that Cody Parkey deserves the benefit of the doubt moving forward. And obviously the Bears agree with me because they've kept him around. I know some people who are going to start him in fantasy this week, and they're Bears fans, of course. They think he bounces back after a really rough week.
But, Dave, just in case, call your brother-in-law Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Check on him, just in case.
What? Hey.
Well, the brother-in-law wants to kick for the Bears. I think that might be.
We have a guy here who is now going to dump Le'Veon Bell. He's been waiting, and he is now picking up Cody Parkey in place of Le'Veon Bell.
I don't
get it, but that's what he's doing, and he's mentally insane.
Yeah, does his name rhyme with Mustin Modes by any chance?
I wouldn't point out any. Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is not what you expected when you drafted Le'Veon Bell, that you would hang on to him for 10 weeks and then cut him for a kicker to replace your starting kicker, right? Mustin. Le'Veon had made a business decision that's going to hurt everybody, and If you didn't get James Conner with him, or if you didn't trade him at any point in the season, this is the risk you took, expecting him to come back. We've never seen anything like this before from a franchise tag player. And I don't know what he's thinking. I think it's pretty ridiculous what Le'Veon's doing, and it's going to sting fantasy owners. It's going to go down in history as the biggest bust ever in fantasy football, because this isn't a player who got hurt and you knew you could cut him. This isn't a player who he might have stunk as a first-round pick, but at least he had a couple of good games. This is a player who you literally drafted and put on your bench and got 0 points from, and you knew you couldn't get anything out of for 10 weeks of the season. Total nightmare. Cut him while you know that he's not coming back.
All right, Dave, your public awaits. Let's start with Josh on the road. You're on the Score with Dave Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
First-time caller. I have three running backs in a standard scoring league, Marlon Mack, Kerryon Johnson or Dalvin Cook against our Bears defense? What do you think?
If you're starting only one of them, I'm going to lean toward Dalvin Cook, and it's a really close call between him and Kerryon Johnson. Johnson might have the better matchup, but he's still sharing the ball with Theo Riddick and with LeGarrette Blount. I know he scored the short yardage touchdown last week. He had a huge game last week. I'd like to see the Lions use him a little bit more consistently, whereas we know that Minnesota will put their eggs in the Dalvin Cook basket, especially now that he's had this extra week to rest following the last game he played where he looked pretty electric. He will be a problem for Chicago, especially in the passing game. I expect him to catch a bunch of passes.
Let's try JJ. He's on the road. JJ, you're on with Dave Richard.
Richie Rich, Dave Richard, I need your help. I got Phillip Rivers against the Chargers and Kirk Cousins against our Bears. Shout out to Steve Rainey.
Yeah, I don't know if Phillip Rivers is going to play the Chargers. I think he plays for the Chargers, but he will go up against the Broncos, and I will trust him out of Kirk Cousins against Chicago. Cousins is okay this week. I've got him in my top 12, but just barely. Rivers, I've got one spot ahead.
John in Evergreen Park, you're on the score with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a running back issue, PPR. I need one of these four, two of these four, Aaron Jones, Marlon Mack, Kerryon Johnson, and Alex Collins, two of the four.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Aaron Jones for sure. I think he's a must-start the rest of the way. I think the Packers realize that he's their best guy, and he's going to get some good work today against Seattle, and he does catch a decent amount of passes. And I believe Kerryon Johnson was also on your list. So in this case, I will go with Kerryon ahead of the rest of the guys you had, ahead of Marlon Mack for sure.
It's interesting, Dave, because we haven't really talked about who you would take out of that Bears game. Do you have any Vikings that are must-plays or any Bears must-plays? I mean, I get it. Robinson, you don't like. Is there any?
Jordan Howard doesn't make sense, as you point out.
No, and it's Thielen, though? Or I mean, would he make sense?
Listen, the way that Adam Thielen's been playing this year, you've got to put him in your lineup just on the expectation that he either gets 100 yards or a touchdown. I don't know if Bryce Callahan is going to shut him down from the slot, although Bryce did play pretty dang well last week.
Had a good year.
And I think Stephon Diggs is always a candidate to make a couple of big plays. And how do you beat the Bears? You throw on them. So I think Kirk Cousins is going to throw a lot in this game. Volume will be his friend. I don't see the secondary taking away a bunch of passes. I do see the pass rush getting in his face a little bit, but Cousins has handled that well for most of the season. So I like those guys. I think Dalvin Cook is going to be an outlet in the passing game as well. And then for the Bears, if it's not a Jordan Howard week, it must be a Tariq Cohen week. And as I told you earlier, I think Anthony Miller, Trey Burton, I think they make plays over the middle of the field. I am a little nervous to sit Mitchell Trubisky. I think there are safer quarterbacks out there than Mitch, but I do think that he does have potential, as he does now, seems like pretty much every week, to put up some good numbers.
Nando in Romeoville, you're on the score with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, half-point PPR, need two running backs, Kamara, Zeke, or Connor. What do you think?
Oh, they're all awesome. I'm going to actually tell you to sit James Conner. They should all be great, but Ezekiel Elliott has been involved as a pass catcher in that Dallas offense. Really, that Dallas offense has changed since they brought in Amari Cooper. In these last two games, Dak Prescott is playing a lot better, and Zeke, certainly in the last game, was on fire. And Atlanta's defense tends to let running backs do very well if they catch passes out of the backfield. I think Zeke's going to do his thing on handoffs. He'll get 20 of those. But I could see him getting four or five catches as well and outperforming James Conner this week. So I would pair him with your other running back and sit James Conner.
Randy is on with Dave Richard.
Hey, yeah, Randy. This is Randy from the Quad Cities. Quarterback, Trubisky or Rodgers?
Let's go with Aaron Rodgers tonight against Seattle. Just think that he's got the potential to do well. But I'll tell you what, think about where we were 3 months
ago. Yes, that's what I'm laughing at.
We would have laughed Randy off the
Exactly. It's unbelievable. It's a serious question now.
And you know what?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. How about some serious props to Mitchell for getting numbers and becoming an asset in fantasy football? And this is just another reminder, by the way. People were taking Aaron Rodgers early in their drafts. No one was drafting Mitchell Trubisky. You can wait on a quarterback in fantasy football. It's one of the secrets to winning.
Sergio in Orlando, Orland Park, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hanging out here in Orlando. How's it going, Dave? Got one flex, so I got four people. I have Marlon Mack, Lamar Miller, Anthony Miller, and Valdez Scantling. Thank you.
I'm going to go with Mack going up against Tennessee. It's not an easy matchup for him, but I really don't love any of those other players that you've got. In a PPR league, probably Scantling might make a little bit more sense, but it seems to me that the Packers are using him in the slot. It's going to be a little bit of a tough matchup for him going up against Seattle, playing in the slot, and I think Devontae Adams is going to continue to just go off against defenses, and Seattle's going to be up next. So Mac has the most upside of the group. I'd tell you to start him.
Let's try Josiah is in Wheaton.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
What's up?
Looking for tight end spot, Trey Burton and Eric Ebron. Which one should I start?
I'm going to go with Ebron. How do you sit a guy that scores every single week? Trey should do his thing for Chicago, but unless I had, like, if I had Monday's newspaper and I knew exactly how the Bears game was going to go, that's the only way I would feel comfortable making a definitive decision on this. Trey Burton's good. Eric Ebron's got Andrew Luck, and he's catching a touchdown, at least one, every single week. He had three touchdowns last week. Ebron is a top four fantasy tight end.
The Sun-Times, when I worked there, used to deliver the paper a day early. I think they made a TV series about it. Let's try Mark. We'll close it out with Mark and Barrington. Mark, you're out with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. Straight PPR league. I need two of these wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, or Mike Evans.
I think you've got to sit Mike Evans. I hate to say it, but the last couple of games, he just hasn't been quite himself. Ryan Fitzpatrick also has not been what we thought he would be. He's getting a lot of yards. He's not throwing a lot of touches. Evans dropped a touchdown, and he didn't just drop it. He suplexed it. I don't know if you saw the play, guys, but the ball's in his gut, and he, like, throws it over his head as he's falling to the ground. It was really a beautiful wrestling move, but terrible for fantasy football. Evans also has the toughest matchup of the three. That's who you've got to get away from.
All righty. Thank you, Dave.
Great
always
stuff,
a joy.
Dave.
We appreciate it, pal.
Enjoy the game
you
Sunday
got
night.
It, fellas. We will talk next week. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
All right, yep. Buddy. Good luck to Dustin in particular with his Cody Parkey pick.
Good luck with anything related to
sense.
Cody Parkey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.